We are in Simin Reish Nun Beis, and we're up to Siv Gimel. We'll be doing Gimel and Dalet. We just said a halacha that you're allowed to give clothes in to a non-Jewish cleaner, even just before Shabbos, provided that you don't tell him to dry clean it for you on Shabbos itself, that you don't tell him to wash it for you on Shabbos itself, and that you stipulated a price. If there's a standard fee, that's good too. Whereas, if you're not paying him or you didn't make up to pay him, the halacha is that it is usur on Friday, unless there's enough time to do it before Shabbos, or you're allowed to do it on Wednesday or Thursday. That would be mutter. Friday would be usur, Wednesday, Thursday would be mutter. And if you end up seeing him do it, if you're not paying him for it, then you have to stop him. If you see him doing it on Shabbos. Siv Gimel, v'm hoysam alochamu for semis v'yadua. Shehi shel Yisrael. If this is work that everybody knows belongs to a Jew, and he's doing it in public, tov la'achmer v'lesser, it's better to be machmer and aser. That people should not think that you're paying him by the day. Now, there's a big suffix in the Achronim. What is the halacha if everyone knows this is Jewish, but they don't know which Jew it is? Is that still Marasai? Meaning, is there an Isser of Marasai and when they say a non-Jew doing Jewish stuff, even though they don't know which Jew it belongs to? Or is it Dafka where they know exactly which Jew it is? Also, the Chayadim says that in a place where nobody hires people by the day, they don't get paid by the hour, only by the job, then it would be mutter so long as it's not in the house of the Jew. Siv Dalet. Kol Shekotzatz. Now, up until now, we're talking about the question of whether or not you're allowed to give it to the non-Jew, where there's a chance that he's going to do work on Shabbos. What happens if the non-Jew actually did the work on Shabbos? Can I benefit from it? So that's what Siv Dalet is talking about. Kol shekotzatz, afal pi sheyase eini yudim alocha b'Shabbos, mutar li yisrael lilbosh hakli b'Shabbos atzma. The kol shekotzatz adaita de nafshei ka'ovit. Now the halacha is that if a non-Jew does malacha for a Jew on Shabbos, the halacha is that it is also for the Jew to benefit from it, because we're afraid that he'll ask him in the future to do this malacha for him. Therefore, Chazal said, in order to avoid benefiting it, you have to wait the amount of time that it would have taken you had it been done after Shabbos. This is the din of Bechdei Sheyaseh. However, in a case where you're paying him, the Mechaber is holding that's good enough. That's called Adaita Denafshei Ka'ovid. He's doing it for himself. He's not doing it as malacha for a Jew. So it's mutter. Says the Ramah, V'yesh osrim lolovsho kol shidu sheni yudi gamra b'Shabbos. There are those who aser. Now, what is this all about? We found in the Gemara that if you, in the case of the mailman that we had already before, if you were kotzitz, if he's delivering a letter of yours, you didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, and he's getting paid for it, even if he delivers it on Shabbos, we say adaita denafshei kaavid, he's doing it because he's getting paid. That's mefurish in the Gemara. We have the opposite halacha in the Mishnah, where it says that if a non-Jew lights a fire for a Jew, the halacha is the Jew cannot benefit from it, and the Rishonim say pshat, this is even if he's getting paid for it. What's the difference between the two? So the answer is, because when you light a fire, that is meant for immediate use, an immediate use that you get hanah from. As opposed to the case of the letter, where we're not dealing with hanahs haguf, you're not getting any physical benefit from it, meaning directly with your body, there's no sensation there when the mail is delivered. And it's not meant for immediate hanah either. Now, the question is, what if you have a case in between? And that is, you gave your clothing into the cleaners, the dry cleaner did it on Shabbos and delivers it to you on Shabbos. Here, it's not made for immediate use, this is prolonged use. When you light a candle, he's got to use it now, or the candle's going to go out. In the case of clothing, it's for prolonged use, but it is hanas haguf, it definitely is warming you, it's your clothing. So there's a machlokas aposkim, what the status of that is. Do we say adaita denafshei ka'ovid? Do we say that since he's getting paid, he's doing it for himself? Or is this called that he's doing it for you? The Mechaber paskins lekula, and the Ramah is machmir. V'yesh olshim lelovsho, there are those who ask are wearing it, kol shiyadu sheniyudi gamra b'Shabbos, if you know for a fact that the non-Jew finished it on Shabbos. V'tzorach lahamtim matzoi Shabbos b'chdei sheyaseh, you'll have to wait till after Shabbos, the amount of time that it would have taken him to make it anew. V'hochi nog l'chatchila imlo shetzorach elov b'shabbos shaz yesh lahakol. So this is halacha l'maisa. Any kind of physical benefit, but it's not made for immediate use, and you're paying the non-Jew for it, the halacha is b'shas hadchak, if you really need it, you are allowed to rely on ba'adayta d'nafshe kovet that he's doing it for his own sake. Whereas otherwise, you really should be machmir. You really should be machmir in the case of whenever there is direct physical benefit. Says the Ramah, v'im yesh litlo shenigmor be'erev Shabbos mutter b'cholinyin. If it's not clear that he actually did it on Shabbos, it's mutter. Similarly, if it was totally usable when Shabbos came in, and he just did the finishing touches, that's also mutter, because it really was usable. V'dafka im shogolo en yud lebeso. That's only if the non-Jew sends it to your house. Avaloser likach kelim beis ha'uman b'Shabbos v'yontif. You don't go collecting your belongings from the non-Jewish craftsmen on Shabbos and Yontif. Only on Erev Shabbos, but on Shabbos itself, it's aser. Why is it aser on Shabbos itself? Even though I know that this was done, this was finished before Shabbos, because of Maris Ayin, it looks as though he made it on Shabbos because you told him to. V'chol ze bekelim sh'osa li Yisrael, aval ein Yehudi sh'osa min olam ala mekach, mutar li Yisrael makiro, leilach v'likach menu b'Shabbos ulano alam. That's only if he took your object and cleaned it. He took your object and sewed it up. But what happens if he makes shoes and sells them, a shoe store? The halacha is, according to this Ramah, that you are allowed to, on Shabbos, go into his shoe store and say, can I have a pair of shoes, as long as you don't discuss price. Ubelvat shol yiktos imo d'mei amekach, as long as you don't make up the price. So, according to this Ramah, it is mutter to go into a shoe store on Shabbos and say, you know me, we'll talk about it after Shabbos. For the time being, I need good Shabbos shoes. And put them on and walk out. So the Ramah holds that this is mutter. It's only when he takes a Jewish object and does work on that on Shabbos, there you could say he's doing work for you. But here he was just making shoes. And then he decides to sell it to you. That should be mutter. Mishtabur brings a Magen Avraham who is cholik and says he shouldn't be doing this.